Hi everyone, I'm Lilith. Welcome to Startup in Balance podcast. Today's episode is a solo round of me sharing information about the importance of your brain health to accomplish focus and feel centered and balanced in your life. I will be sharing information from Dr. Daniel Amen. He's an American doctor who specializes in brain disorder and also has had 5 times the New York Times best-selling book. Books such as Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, and is also the director of the Amen Clinics. I have been educating myself in programs like Growth Day, and I felt that this information about the relationship of your brain health and being focused is just too good not to share with you all. This is not medical advice. It's just information I'm sharing that I found interesting. I hope to bring value to your life. You can get the links and details on the show notes if you want to dig further. Without further ado, let's jump right into it. Just to tell you a little background about myself, I used to work a regular office job as an industrial systems engineer. And when my daughter was 2.5, I quit my job and decided to stay at home with her. My goal was to raise her myself and try to be there, I would say, most of her years. And to do that, me and my husband decided that he would be the sole provider for the family as I came home and took care of my daughter. As time went by, I felt that I needed a little bit more than just being a stay-at-home mom. And I ventured out into trying to start a business. So from the beginning of my stay-at-home journey, I have been wanting to launch my businesses. I first started with getting certified as a cake decorator, and then for event planning, doing kid parties, because of course at 2 years old, the focus of my life at that time was my daughter. And when it came to her birthdays and Easter and all, you know, the million events and million holidays that we celebrate with children, I always went beyond into, you know, fully decorating, and it was just a passion for me, and it made me happy to see her happy also in all of these events that I would create for her. So as part of that, I went out and felt that I was not qualified enough to make a business in event planning. So I went and got certified as an event planner. When that happened, I finally launched my website called Fetz Deli Lee, and I got my first client for a birthday party, for a children's birthday party. It went well, but I realized the amount of work that it took to be an event planner, and realized that the most of the jobs were going to be on the weekend. So I figured this is not the path that I want to take, especially since I have just quit my engineering job to be with my daughter. So I was trading now my weekends to be able to launch this business. That did not go through. And then I went back into the drawing board and started working with my husband. He has his own business as a computer programmer. And from there, I decided, well, this would be perfect because I worked with programmers when I was in engineering, since I was a systems improvement engineer. So I worked in the middle, like a communicator, you would say, between the client and the programmer. So pretty much translating what the client wanted for the developer to create. And then going back from the developer, what's happening in the developing of the actual product, to explain to the client in the terms that they would understand. I figured this would be a perfect match, him being in programming and me having some design background. But as many of you might know, when husband and wife work together and you are completely different, that you have a different way of working, things don't always work out. So that ended up getting into a lot of stupid little fights and frustration where we realized, okay, we just work completely different. This is not going to work. Actually, in one of the networking events when I was working with my husband, trying to get clients for him, I found out about this company called, well, a nonprofit called First Lego League. And it was a program that brought robotics to schools from the ages of, I would say, 6, 7, all the way to high school. And they taught kids how to think like engineers by using Legos and building robots with Legos and programming them. And then they had competitions, robotics competitions. So at that time, my husband was teaching robotics at a Montessori school where my kids went, as part of an agreement for us to get a discount at the school for the tuition of our children. And he did not enjoy that very well because he had a lot of work to handle, and that kind of interrupted his flow of work. From there, I decided this is perfect. I can take over the robotics class and introduce this First Lego League program to the school. I spoke to the principal at the school at the Montessori, and I was able to take over the class and become a robotics teacher. As time went by, I continued educating myself more about what it is to be a robotics teacher. I took some lessons online from universities like Carnegie Mellon, and they have a bunch of certifications. So if anybody is interested, I am going to put this in the podcast notes. If you're interested in getting certified to become a robotics teacher, I find it to be a very rewarding career, especially for those that want a flexible schedule or something that you want to do on the side, for not necessarily for extra income, but just for having some type of enjoyment on something you enjoy as an adult, like building Legos and robots and programming. So it was a little bit of having the best of both worlds for me, teaching robotics, and that's how I got into that. After that, we moved to France. So moving to France, I had the idea of launching the robotics class the same as I was doing it in the U.S. However, in France, things work differently. The schools do not have extracurricular activities inside the school. Students don't have classes on Wednesdays, or sometimes have half a day on Wednesday. And Wednesdays are the days where they go and do their activities, their extracurricular activities. And they do this in different places. Like if your kid wants to learn horseback riding, you go to the horseback riding camp. If they want to learn robotics, you go to the robotics place, whatever, whomever is offering that course. Here in France, though, the focus is mostly on art, music, and sports. I have not seen that much about technology, robotics, math clubs, or anything like that. They believe that it is very important for your child to be well-rounded culturally, which then you will see that a lot of parents invest money in having their child take theater, art, design, and of course the sports, which would be tennis, soccer, horseback riding, and just in general, I think they call it just general gym, which would be a little bit of badminton, a little bit of basketball, and just a little bit of everything. As I discovered that it wasn't that common here, I felt that I had hit a roadblock here in France to do my robotics classes. However, I pushed through and I did teach robotics for free at my child's French public school, just to make sure that I would provide robotics education to the grades where my children were attending. I wanted to make sure that my children did not fall behind on the technology knowledge that they were already getting in Miami. So to be able to do that, I offered to teach both my son's class, which was kindergarten, and my daughter's class, which was third grade. I volunteered to teach a one-hour robotics class to them, and I brought all of my materials. And the only thing is, I had to do it in French. So for me, seeing that I was not going to get paid for this class, I saw it as a way for me to practice French. So my payment was my practice. Just the same way as when I worked in Montessori, I had exchanged a discount for my kids to be able to go to that school, that private school. Both kids go to that private school in exchange for me teaching. But it was actually something that I enjoyed. I was teaching and enjoying every time that I went to teach robotics to the Montessori classes. Here in France, I was able to practice my French and at the same time do something that I enjoyed. And I even got the opportunity to go to robotics competition here in France, one of the goals that I set for myself. Looking back and realizing each time I want to look for another goal, another thing. And now with COVID, when things started getting a little bit more crazy and limited, I started feeling this pressure of I am not successful and I'm a complete failure because I haven't done anything with my life. It just took me into this deep rabbit hole of depression and anxiety and just constant fear of failure. And I recently joined this group called Growth Day, which I will also include in my notes here of this podcast. Wonderful program where you meet every Tuesday and Thursday on a Zoom call, and they pretty much talk about all of these things that we as entrepreneurs face and the fears that we face and the lack of focus, lack of confidence, lack of focus, and all these things are talked about in this group. And the last Zoom call that we had, this guy spoke about the importance of focus and productivity and what are three major things that we need to look at to make ourselves more focused and more productive. I never thought of these things before, and now that I see and after taking the class, it makes sense to me, and that's why I am here to share this with you. And I wanted to tell you all my background so you see where this is coming from, because probably a lot of you have had a lot of goals that you've met, or you continue searching for this other thing and when is the next big project, and you find yourself into, but I'm still not happy. I completed this project, but I'm still not happy. And what's going on? Or now that maybe because of COVID, you have lost completely your focus. Now you're thinking, what's happening to me? I'm not focused anymore. Why can't I complete projects? I used to be able to do 2-3 projects in a year, and now I'm not able to do that. Here's what this guy spoke about. And he said, number one, your goals need to be more than just about work. Your goals need to be about relationships, work, money, and self. So there's four major categories of your goals. So for relationships, you have to have a goal about having love in your life, your family life, friends. What do you have in your goals regarding relationships with others? Then we have the second category for goals, which is work. And this is the one almost everybody gets correct because we always set up goals for work, right? But you have to see what about your work is amazing and how is it helping the community, helping the world? What are you doing with your work that is fulfilling you? Then for money, that's the next category. For money, what is your goal with money? Do you want to be more responsible? Do you want to have a retirement account this year? Do you want to save for your students' education, for your kids' education? What exactly do you want as a money goal for this year? Then the next one is self goal. What is the goal for yourself? Physical, emotional, spiritual. Where are you in your physical goals? Are you happy with your body? Are you happy? Like, are you practicing mindfulness? Are you healthy mentally? Are you depressed? Are you sad? What's going on in your physical brain and body? Are you happy with your body? Are you exercising? What's your goal for this year regarding that? Emotional is how are you living with yourself? Do you feel a lot of dread? Do you feel a lot of depression? Do you feel anxiety? Another one is spiritual. Yes, I don't consider myself a very spiritual person, but I have my own beliefs. And I believe that everybody should have something to hold on to and to believe, especially in those moments where we feel that the world is out of control and there's nothing that we can do, I really feel at ease believing in a higher power. When things are out of control, out of my hands, I have nothing that I can do would fix it. I like to believe that there is a higher power that is there to hold me and to help me out in the path. Now, number two. So that was for goals. So your goals need to be relationships, work, money, and self. Now for number two, you need to get a healthy brain. If your brain is not healthy, you cannot focus. You cannot achieve the things you want to achieve in life. One of the things they said was, with a healthy brain, you make better decisions. You end up being happier, healthier, and even wealthier because you're making better decisions even at your own job. You need to keep your brain healthy to prevent major things happening and other things in your life falling apart. There are some things that affect your brain that you need to study a little further. All this information I'm sharing with you, I got it from Dr. Amen. So Dr. Amen, he has many books. I just found out about him. So forgive me for not having all the information. I just heard about him. I need to research him a little longer. But he has these groups. And there's Amen Clinics where you can go and they can help you out to get the best out of your brain possible. And the thing that he mentioned here of the brain, having a healthy brain, is he says that there are 12 major risk factors that steal your brain. And you have to make sure to have these all under control. You need to have good blood flow on your brain so that your brain works correctly. And you have to ask yourself if it's good for your brain or not every time you're going to make a decision of anything in your life. Is watching this horror movie good for my brain or not? Is staying up all night on the computer, is that good for my brain or not? So these are the questions you need to ask yourself, and you need to make sure that your brain is healthy so that the rest of the things in your life work together and they don't fall apart. Now, number three is you have to know what type of brain type you are. Apparently, there are five brain types. There is the balanced brain, the spontaneous brain, the persistent brain, sensitive brain, and the cautious brain. So Dr. Amen has created this test online that you can take yourself, and I'm going to add this on my notes for this podcast, for this episode. It's brainhealthassessment.com. You can go to brainhealthassessment.com and you'll be able to take this test that tells you what type of brain you have. According to Dr. Amen, if you have a balanced brain, then you have to take different type of actions for that balanced brain. You have to have a different type of job, things that make you happier, and just how everything functions in your day. It depends on the type of brain that you have. So if you are a overly cautious brain, you might not be launching projects over that easily in the year because you're very, very cautious on what you're doing. So you have to figure out how you can help your cautious brain to be able to still launch these projects. Okay, another one is a persistent brain. So a persistent brain can be somebody that probably is doing a lot throughout the year. And no matter what roadblocks appear in their lives, they keep going at it. And that can be good and bad because sometimes maybe you're heading the wrong way, but you keep persisting on that and you're just not looking at the other opportunities that are open up for you because you keep getting your head stuck on one thing. I think that this was a very good training that I received the other day, and I felt the information was so valuable, especially for all of you that want to have a balanced life and want to bring more order in your life and just to find the happiness in your life. It is very important for us to take the knowledge that's out there and spread it to the community. And like I said, you know, take what works for you, leave what doesn't. These are just things that I am trying out right now, and that I hope that it improves my life as well, and it helps me to find that balance that I am always looking for. Family balance, family life balance, work-life balance, finances balance, just everything in general. All these pillars in your life, if you don't learn to maneuver all of them in a way that works for yourself as well for the people close to you that surround you that are dependent on you, then you end up having a very miserable life. And living in France, I have realized that everything has to stay in balance, and we don't have to live to work, and it's not necessary to kill yourself over the life that you want to live. I feel like here people realize that there might be struggle sometimes, but when you find struggle, is that you're going the wrong way. You're focusing on the wrong thing. So we just need to learn as much as we can and try to find our own balance. And I hope that these things serve you for something. And just a quick review again, there's three major things that help you with focus and to find a bit more balance in your life. And that is having your goals, getting a healthy brain, and keeping and knowing exactly what type of brain you have. Okay? So the goals, remember, they don't have to be only about work. They should be about relationships, work, money, and self. And for keeping a healthy brain, you have to make sure that you are working towards everything in your body that affects a brain function. And knowing about what type of brain you have, that helps you maneuver techniques that will make things possible for you that you thought were not possible. So I hope that this serves you, and I'll catch you on the next time. I hope you found this interesting and maybe it opened up some questions for you. I encourage that you go out there and explore different ways that you can find balance in your own life. I'm here just to bring you more about my journey to balance. And I'm learning along with you. I don't have all the answers. And remember that only you know what's best for you. So take what serves you and toss what doesn't. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or a family member that might get something out of this. This is my way to share my journey with you and inspire you to go after your own. Subscribe to this podcast if you want to hear more about this journey and to be notified every time that I post a new episode. And just remember that balance is unique to each of us. So go out there and create your own balance.